here's a story from The World.
U.S.-China relations right now are not good. How bad? Well, here's Secretary of State Mike Pompeo talking recently about how to confront China.
The old paradigm of blind engagement with China simply won't get it done. We must not continue it, and we must not return to it. As President Trump has made very clear, we need a strategy that protects the American economy and indeed our way of life. The free world must triumph over this new tyranny.
For the Trump administration, it is clear the free world needs to stand up to China. But what about American allies? Where does the UK stand, for example? As The World's Orla Barry reports from London, the UK-China relationship is also going through a rough patch.
Chinese leader Xi Jinping visited Britain in 2015, and he was treated to all the pomp of an official state visit. The Queen even personally welcomed Xi and China's First Lady with a lavish banquet at the royal residence.
Mr. President, Prince Philip and I are delighted to welcome you and Madame Pang to Buckingham Palace this evening.
At the time, David Cameron was the British Prime Minister. He appeared with Xi Jinping at his local pub for a pint of ale.
I think this is going to be a very important moment for British-Chinese relations, which are in a very good state, something of a golden era in our relationship.
But just a few years later, that golden era appears to be fading.
China is not a friendly country.
Bernard Jenkin is a Conservative MP.
China is not a country that respects international law, international norms or values. The human rights record in Hong Kong is just the latest example, the persecution of the Uyghurs. It goes on and on.
Jenkin was speaking to the BBC on the same day Britain announced a ban on investment from the Chinese company Huawei. Pressure from the Trump administration appears to have played a part in the decision. But the current Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, is also under pressure from his own party. Tom Tugendhat is another Member of Parliament and the co-founder of a group of Conservatives that's worried about Beijing's influence. It calls itself the China Research Group.
The reality is we're a research house. We're not a whipping shop, if you see what I mean. So what we're trying to do is to shape policy by exposing arguments rather than by pushing people or pushing the government.
Sounds pretty mundane. But Rana Mitter, director of the University of Oxford's China Centre, says the influence these conservative lawmakers have on Johnson's government should not be underestimated.
Had it not been for this grouping, which I think is about 75-80 MPs, he might well have been able to get the Huawei deal through Britain's House of Commons. They could argue in those terms that they have changed Britain's entire policy towards China, and that's a significant chunk of influence.
Mitter says tensions between the UK and China are higher now than they've been in quite some time.
I think that it is worse than it has been for probably the period really since the handover of Hong Kong, which was quite fraught. So let's say it's the worst for about 25 years.
Hong Kong, the former British colony, was handed back to China in 1997. Malcolm Rifkind served as the British Foreign Secretary during those negotiations. He says things changed when Xi Jinping came to power.
It's got a lot worse since Xi Jinping took power 4 or 5 years ago. It is his personal arrival that has resulted in a much more authoritarian and provocative Chinese policy, not just in relation to Hong Kong, but sadly, their relationship with virtually all their neighbours, from Japan right through Southeast Asia to India, is now an appalling one.
But Rifkind is wary about where the British relationship with China might be heading.
I personally would never suggest for a moment that we should break off all relations with China or that we shouldn't trade with China. We traded with the Soviet Union throughout the years of the Cold War. That was an even more serious matter than we have at the moment, because this Cold War could have led to a hot war with nuclear weapons of the most appalling kind.
So far, the back and forth between Britain and China has been measured. Beijing suspended its extradition treaty with the UK after Britain withdrew from the agreement. And China's ambassador in London, Liu Xiaoming, says the Huawei decision damaged relations.
The mutual trust was undermined. It would be difficult for the businesses to have a confidence. So I think the trust is a serious damage between the government level and among the businesses.
But both sides seem reluctant to engage in the sort of tit-for-tat that's playing out between the US and China. Still, on the day I speak with lawmaker Tom Tugendhat, he let it be known that his email account was hacked and fake press releases published in his name. He says the hack appears to have originated in Beijing. So I asked Tugendhat why he thinks he was targeted.
Well, I mean, you'll have to ask the Chinese government that, but I've published several reports on my increasing concern about China's influence in the United Kingdom and its influence on the international rules-based system. And whether that's a matter of concern for Beijing or not, I'm afraid that's a matter for them.
Now that Britain is out of the European Union, trade with China might be more important than ever. And Boris Johnson appears to be keenly aware of that.
What we won't do is completely abandon our policy of engagement with China. China is a giant fact of geopolitics. It's going to be a giant factor in our lives, in the lives of our children and our grandchildren. So we've got to have a calibrated response.
All the same, it's hard to imagine another state visit by the Chinese leader or a royal welcome by the Queen happening anytime soon. For The World, I'm Orla Barry in London.